Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. 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 Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nita Gaura, Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Gauri Nitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda. Yeah, not too hot, but not too hot. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aho Bhatasya Balasya. Bhavo Mrityavo Bhavan. Apyasit Viprayam Tesham. Kritam Purusham, also. Kritam Purvam Yatobayam. Ahobatasya Balasya. Ahavomrityavo Bhavan. Apyasit Viprayam Tesham. Kritam Purvam Yatobayam. There's some change. And please, somebody of the ladies. It is very astonishing. Yasya of this. Balasya Krishna. Vavaha many. Mrityavaha causes of death. Abhavan appeared. Api still. Asit there was. Viprayam, the cause of death, tesham, of them, kritam, done, purvam, formally, yata, okay, from which, bhayam, there was fear of death. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, the coward man headed by Nanda Maharaj began to contemplate. It is very astonishing that all this boy Krishna has many times faced many varieties cause of death. But by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was these causes of fear that were killed instead of him. Purport. The coward man innocently thought because our Krishna is innocent, the cause of death that appeared before him were themselves killed by Krishna. This is the greatest grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Amagyanti milandasya ganajana shalakaya chakshurumitam yina tasmai siguravinohab si chaitanya manovishtam stavitam yina utale swayam rupa kadamayam darati phala. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Goha Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. So, I want to talk about this a little more. About this last little thing that turned up in this verse, actually two times. And that is, Kritam Purvam. And because our Krishna is innocent, the cause of death that appeared before him were killed instead of Krishna. This is the greatest mercy or grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very important little word, the word grace and mercy. Just to give you an idea, in the Vedabase, the verse mercy appears 17,572 times. It's amazing. It's one of the words, you know. In the same way, grace, 13,571 times. It goes into big figures. Because we pray this sometimes unconsciously, like in the Guru Puja prayer, your mercy is all I'm made of. What does it is in Sanskrit? Your mercy is all I'm made of. You sing this every day. I just don't know which one of the Sanskrit. In any way, so mercy is very, very important. We can take the Gurvastaka, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi, mercy, by your mercy, by the mercy of the spiritual master. One receives the benediction of Krishna. Without such mercy, the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. So this is such an important ingredient. Is this element of mercy. And Srila Prabhupada, he was asked one time, and this shows the connection between mercy and our own behavior. Srila Prabhupada was asked, unfortunately, I'm so sore, Srila Prabhupada was asked, Srila Prabhupada, on the morning walk, can you save me? One devotee asked. And Prabhupada said, yes, I can save you, but you have to do the work. You see, the mercy is available, but we have to do the work. Or as a godbrother of mine said, that we have to do the best, and then Krishna does the rest. This is a simple, very simple formula that we should understand, that we depend ultimately on Krishna. Our endeavor is important, that the prerogative, the things as it comes before getting the mercy. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. You see this everywhere. There's a reciprocation. That reciprocation between Krishna and the soul is eternal. It always has been like this. It is even now. And it will always be. As Krishna is reciprocating. In the spiritual world, we may be, whatever we may be, in one of the five major rasas, when we go to the Vaikuntha planets. But even if we leave out of, how does Bhaktisiddhanta explains it, becoming averse to Krishna. Averse to Krishna. We develop some aversity. In the beginning, there is, what is this verse? Let me just think for a moment. By meditating the object of the senses, attachment develops. Out of such attachment, lust develops. And out of lust, anger arises. You know, so gradually we are falling from the spiritual world in just the same way. In the beginning, there's just something very subtle, that we look at the material world for a moment, and we should not have done that. That was our big mistake. We just looked, one glance, you know. One glance at the opposite sex is very dangerous. It will lead to the second. First, you see somebody. It's a beautiful woman going on the street. You see her, and you look away. You take another glance, the second glass. That's where it starts, right? You take a second glance. And so that's kind of the root of our predicament, that some or other we fell into this material world. And we have to do something about it. The Lord satisfies the senses of all living entities as much as they deserve by their status quo, their standing, to what degree they admire. If you have a lot of money, you can buy yourself a Rolls Royce. If you have more money, you can buy yourself a helicopter. If you have less money, you can buy yourself an ambassador. And if you have even less money, you can buy a three-wheeler. And ultimately, you can buy a bicycle. Or if you have no money, you have to go by feet. So these things come according to our karma. If you fly a helicopter, you can say, I want to go here, I want to go there. He can fly you anywhere. You see this helicopter, this nuisance of helicopters flying over this temple. There should be no fly zone of 1 mile around the temple. Why are they disturbing Krishna? It's their stupid machine. But you have some freedom. Your freedom is extended. If you have little money, you can do very little. In fact, if you have no legs anymore, if you're getting old, your freedom to walk is very limited. Just like I see many people, they sit on their knees in India, or they sit on their feet and they, like this, and they do some work. They just sit on their feet. Right? And how do they get up? Just, they lift up, they don't have to. I could not even think of that. I couldn't even think of that. I marvel that when I see young people, and I think, why can't I do that? Well, there was a time where I could do that. But I couldn't sit on my heel so well like Indian people do. They can sit on their heel and do all kinds of work. Right? Isn't it? And then they stand up, you know, just like a knife. You know, they have that strength. So Krishna gives everybody according to his what he owes him, you know, what he wants to give him, according, basically speaking, to karma. And so, although Krishna is equal to everyone, samoham sarvabhuteshu, let me address you, sinapriya, I'm equal, I'm not partial, he gives everybody according to his karma. Kamana deva nityena, that is the verse in Bhagavatam. According to his karma, under my supervision, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, the Lord explains himself. So that is kind of the principle. And so we have to understand this, that there's mercy, yes, but there's also endeavor. And I remember one time on a morning walk, I asked Srila Prabhupada this question. I think I may have told you or not during the time I'm here lecturing, that I was translating Bhagavad Gita together with Satchinandan Swami and Gauravani Maharaj. And it was a struggle, particularly if you have three people together. It's easier with two, but then there's a third person needed to make the ultimate decision. So we were three. And so when I was in India, I asked Prabhupada in the morning walk, I said, Srila Prabhupada, I have a question. I'm translating your Bhagavad Gita into German, and I found a verse from Bhagavatam where it says that anybody who chants the holy name has previously taken bath in all the holy rivers of India and visited all the places of pilgrimage. Now this verse is of course applying to people of the country of India. You know, there is definitely, they have a lot of performed the pious activity, tons of pious activities in previous life, otherwise they wouldn't be sitting here. All their friends in school, they're playing, or they're at the beach, I saw they're playing Kung Fu or any flip-flaps and volleyball, and they're like the friends of Prahlad. You know, they were playing. But one person is serious. You know, he said, no, Prahlad says, no. I want to simply chant Krishna's name. You know, so there are thousands. If you think about it, if I think about it, let me tell you. I went to kindergarten. I can remember. I don't want to go into it, but I can remember very well. I'm asking an American soldier Germany was occupied by the Americans, and they came every day with a huge pot of porridge into the kindergarten with lots of raisins, which is still my favorite breakfast. He can testify this, every day porridge and raisins. And so I saw soldiers coming into the kindergarten, American soldiers, to cheer up the Germans, to win the hearts of the Germans. How do we do it? By winning the hearts of the children. And I remember he had these boots, very high boots, and I looked up to him and tapped on his boot and said, "Chocolate, chocolate." And he said, "Yes, yes," and he would give me a chocolate. I remember that very clearly. I was 4 years old or something. And so then later, none of the kids are around. I remember when I went to school, I remember some names of people I used to talk to that were my friends. Then high school, I remember very well. Then university, I still remember. Different people, some people I loved and some people I hated. Right, it was just too much for me. And so as time went on, although I remember where is everybody, not one person, not one of my previous acquaintances, it may go into thousands, is sitting here in the temple. Not one. Why? Because you see, in the beginning we all walk up the same tree, like an ant. Then there are two branches. And the fortunate one goes this way, and the less unfortunate, they go this way. And then even on this fortunate branch, it, again, two branches. And one goes here, one goes there. And then it's branched again and again and again. And only if you somehow, by Krishna's grace and the instruction of the Super Soul, takes the right branch, you ultimately arrive at that branch, that only branch that carries a mango. Right? That only branch. They could have somebody just in the beginning. Half or 90% already went here, then another of that 10%, another one, another. And in the end there's this mango right in front of us. And that's our devotee. Our mango is right in front of us. In terms of Krishna, we see Krishna, we pray to Gonitai, Rasa Bihari, and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. And not only that, Krishna appears in his holy name. And so, even when Krishna was on this planet, he played this, that I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women, adhanam na janam na sundaram kavitam vajagadita kamayam, mamam janmani janmanishwarati. Then he says, what I want is only your causeless mercy of devotional service, because that is a causeless mercy of God. That mercy makes it working. You know, without that mercy, it doesn't work. Not by only endeavor alone. Not by our endeavor alone. Endeavor is important. According to Upadeshamrita, endeavor, patience, and determination. And so, there's this, Prabhupada said, in this regard, India acknowledges two schools of thought. In the south, they're called Tenkalai or Vadakalai. The Tenkalai school said we have nothing to do. All mercy, not work. It rests on Mrijara Nyaya, the logic of the cat. When a cat deals with a kitten, the kitten is not required to do anything. It just grabs it by the neck and goes from one place to another. The kitten just do nothing. The kid is passive. And on the other side is a group which is called Vadai Kalai. They're, by the way, all Sri Sampradaya groups. They're Sri Sampradayas all, but they have different groups, you know, of people who are, on one opinion they're split. On one opinion they're split, you know. I saw one little video one time, and there were two guys sitting in an old people home. They were 80 years old. And one of them took his cane like this. And he said, "The Beatles." And the other one took his cane and said, "The Rolling Stones." They were fighting with each other on this issue. 80 years old, they should think of something else. They should think of Krishna. They're occupied in this argument. It's the rolling, which is better, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles, you see? And so the other group, the Vadalaikai, they arrested on Markata Nyanya. Markata means monkey, the logic of the monkey. This idea was presented by Vedanta Desika of the Ramanuja school. Let's say this is the Ramanuja, the other ones are the Sri Sampradaya. The mother monkey also brings her cup here and there, just like the cat, but the distinct feature of the monkey is that the cup, the baby monkey, holds onto the mother. It makes an effort, and then he can go. He makes an, and that's very important. It's like a monkey. Little monkey, you see it in Vrindavan, either they're underneath the mother, you know, I see it all the time. Too many monkeys in Vrindavan, we should shift half of them to Juhu, so that you can understand what it's like to be with monkeys. And every time, for 1 second, I do not lock the jali of the veranda. I'm in my room and I hear some pot falls over and somebody runs away with a huge bag of dates or something. You know, 1 second, you know. And so, effort. So Prabhupada says this is required. We have free will, but we must not leave it all to God to show His mercy. It must be there, yes, mercy, but we must exert effort as well to show Him our sincerity. So work is required as much as faith. And we should work for justice, although we do indeed require mercy. Mercy. And you see, there are different ways to acquire mercy, by hearing, shravanam, kirtanam, chanting. And there's one item, is vandanam. We have to pray. We have to pray for this mercy. This is a very important point. Vandanam is never really much mentioned, but that's the way there is. I forgot my mouse. There is an example that Haridas Thakur said, simply by one's own endeavor, by one's own endeavor, no one in this entire world can overcome destructiveness when chanting Hare Krishna. No one, not one person, by his own endeavor. Very important. Haridas Thakur, he's the expert, Namacharya. Such victory can only come about by your merciful blessing. There you have it. You know? Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace. This is from Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, chapter 12. Very important verse. Very important. Simply by one's own endeavor, no one in this world, not one person. Because what happens when we chant? Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it, that as soon as you chant, your mind is wandering all over the universe. Especially when we chant. As when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then Maya comes in. Look at this. And I go there. And I Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Maya. Hello. You go this way, right? We know this game all the time. This is Maya personified, who actually steals our mind, you know. The mind steals, the mind in Maya's kingdom is a thief. The mind and the senses are our thieves. They're thieves. They steal our mind away. There is a, I don't know if I can find this now, let me just see, give me a moment. It is in the chapter philosophy. Philosophy, philosophy, there it is. When you need it, you can't find it. Ah. Tavat ragada yastinas tavat kara griham griham tavan mohi gri nigado yavat Krishna natijanaha. And then he says, you know, that the mind and the senses, they are thieves. that take our spiritual life away. If they're not under control, if they're not in Krishna consciousness, they're still. And you see how many times the mind comes in the senses while you chant. It's amazing. 90% we are just led astray by the mind and the senses, uncontrolled mind and the senses. You come into the room, you come home. Tomorrow morning you have to go to university. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So you have to get up very early because you have to go somewhere in Thane or something. You have to go to the university. And so you make up your mind, tomorrow I need to go to bed early to be able to make it. Then the bell rings. And or in the evening even. You come to your house, the senses smell something wonderful. You can understand what it is. It is pizza. So then the senses tell me, follow that smell. And I open the fridge and there it is, the pizza. And then the conflict starts. This mind says, take some peace, very tasty. Mind says, I love it. It feels so good. If it feels good, do it. This is the logic of the mind. If it feels good, do it. Intelligence said, no, don't. You must go to the university tomorrow. You have to get up early. Ah, come on, Preetu. Come on, just a little piece. Tiny little piece. Sense mind says, yes, 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 yes. Just a little bit. Feels so good. Come on, Preetu. Come on. Take it easy, baby. Take it as it comes. And so you take. The intelligence is overruled by the mind and by the senses. And you can see this everywhere in your life. It's always the mind and the senses are overpowering the intelligence. And a person who is intelligent, who has strong intelligence, even material intelligence, he doesn't listen to his mind and to his senses. He is an Olympic winner or something, he trains. Body tells him, no, tired, let's go, we have trained enough. Mind is saying, yes, I also don't feel good, let's go to bed. Intelligence says, no, no, I'm not going to listen to you. And so he trains. This is how, if you want to achieve something in life, you have to listen to your intelligence. You know, you can't listen to your mind and your senses. They're always together, like Laurel and Hardy. You know, or Fred Flintstone, and who's the other one? These two characters. They're always together in cahoot, planning to get as much sense gratification and mental gratification out of you as possible. To defeat all good intentions, to defeat the intelligence. And so in this verse it's mentioned, you know, that they are thieves. And so even though we have to chant, we have to use our intelligence and chant. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it, when you chant, your mind wanders all over the universe. Chant anyway. Your mind is wandering to the past and future when you chant. Chant anyway. And you're not able to concentrate on Krishna's name while you chant. Chant anyway. You have no taste while chanting Hare Krishna. Chant anyway. You have lusty desires. Chant anyway. You make offenses in chanting. Chant anyway. And now comes the key verse. Oh no, not yet. You chant often late at night. Chant anyway. Then, this is the main thing. You're not praying to Krishna to help you to chant better. That's the key right there. You know, that you have to ask Krishna for help. Please let me chant. I try my best. Please do the rest. Right? Very simple. So this element of mercy is essential in our life. Absolutely essential. That we understand this deeper. And therefore our prayer should be, oops, O Radha, O Krishna, please be merciful to me. Bless me that I can chant the holy name without distraction. That's our blessing, our supreme. If we actually have the name, like Bhakti no Thakur. He says, by the man's mercy of Krishna, I have the name. We don't have the name yet. We are still either Namabasa or Namaparat. Mostly Namaparat probably. And so when we have the name, when that means we have Krishna's mercy. By Krishna's mercy, I can lift my arm, actually. By Krishna's mercy, I can digest that pizza. By Krishna's mercy, I'm born in a particular family. By Krishna's mercy, you're born in India. You, as a foreigner, Angrezi, and no Western people, I have such a high estimation for somebody being born in India. Because Prabhupada said you just need to put a match to him and poof, it turns into flames. You know, it's a very, you know, your adhikar of Indian devotees is very high, very high. One time devotee Prabhupada, there was an Indian devotee, was criticized. And Prabhupada said, when he was born, he is where you are now. So the devotee shut up, you know, the Western devotee. He said, he is where you are now, he was at his birth. At his birth he was there, you see. So it's a very incredible benediction for devotees to be born in India, because all in all, India is much more, zillion times more sattvic than the West. Zillion times more. So even if you go, particularly if you go into the villages, it's still very pristine, you know. And I have met the worst people in the West. I've also met some of the worst people in India. It's also true. But the best of the best are really, I found here in this country. This is just amazing. You know, how easily, if you go into the German temple, who is there? Some Germans, you know, trying to chant and read. And if you're here on Sunday, a whole flood of people, all in blue jeans and pineapple haircut, you know. Pineapple haircut, you know. It's very much a fashion right now. So in pineapple haircut, they come and they stand in front of the deity and pray. There, then they go here, they bow down. And that's something amazing, you know. You see, only in India. Only in India you have that, you know. So it's a great mercy that you're born in India. It makes things so much easier. It makes things so much easier. I will tell you a joke in this regard. That on Sankirtan, I was sitting with my young bhakta in the van, and we were eating prasadam. And so I had to go for number, what is it? Two, right? Small. Two, right? One? So I had to. And so I went outside, there was a bush. And I, number one. So it had just rained, so I went to the side and washed my hands in the grass. And went like this. This boy just joined, he was not initiated, he just was 3 weeks in the movement. I took him on Sankirtan to show him how to distribute books. He saw that, so he had to. And he went and did. And then he took the urine and put it into a sika. They said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, the same what you're doing." I said, "No." You may laugh, but the unfortunate thing is in the West we're not taught like this from childhood on. You know, you're taught from childhood on, you know, to be clean. And nobody in all of Indian subcontinent would put the urine into a sika, you know, in the West. So in that sense, the mercy is already there. And then I give you some verses. Krishna says to Nadana Jana Sundarim. No, that's not the verse. What is it? In English, to show them special mercy, I dwelling in their hearts, destroy with a shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. The darkness born, that's why we pray, Om Agyanti Miranda Jagananjana Shalakaya. We're asking for the mercy to be awoken from darkness. And Arjuna also said, you're the Supreme Lord to be worshipped by every living being. Thus I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisance and ask for your mercy. He's asking for mercy. And there are so many verses like this. That when a devotee is in distress, Prabhupada says, very important, when a devotee is in distress, just think about that, devotee in distress. He sees that the Lord has appeared as distress, in the form of distress, just to relieve or purify the devotee from the contamination of the material world. He sees Krishna. Like Prabhupada, in his last hours, some or other, I had the fortune to be with him for 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks. And so the last thing he said, he lifted up his hand, and very peaceful, my hand is trembling, his hand was very peaceful. And he said, it took him 10 minutes to say that. He said, everything moving and non-moving. There's nothing but Krishna. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. And then a little later, he breathes the last, Hare Krishna. He said, yeah, Hare. He could only say, Hare Krishna. He stopped right there, he was already gone, you know. So it was awesome. Yomam pasyati savatra samachamai pasyati tasyam na padanashami satsamina padanashati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in Krishna consciousness. And so, while one is in the material world, devotee sees even conditions as distress, as a form of Krishna to purify the devotee. And so, Tate nu kampam sikshamanu is that famous verse. Devotee regards distress as a great favor of the Lord because he sees that he's cleansed from contamination. And then he says, final of this purport, that a devotee welcomes distress as another feature of the Lord, Sarvam Kalp Idam Brahma. A devotee actually can see that there's only one Supreme Being and no second entity. We are all parts of Krishna. There's only one. It's a fascinating idea. You don't find this in any religion in the world, you know, in any other except in Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere sees everything in me. Right, so we are actually Krishnas, small Krishnas, mini Krishnas, you know, because we are actually sons of Krishna, Ambija Prarapita, and the sons are one with Krishna, but at the same time different. You know, he is Bhagavan, Jiva Shakti is the living entity, and Vishnu Shakti is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a difference there. Achintya beda beda tattva, simultaneously one and different. So there's only one living being, really. And all these people that are walking around, that crow there, you know, she also is one with Krishna. She's as spiritual as I am. But you wouldn't put a crow on my lap. You wouldn't put a dog, although one may argue the dog is a soul, the king is a soul. Why don't we put the dog on the same asana with the king together? You wouldn't do it. Because although there's oneness, there's difference. Just like there's oneness between the palace of a king and a dog's hut. There's similarity. Both have four doors, four walls. Both have a roof. But that's where the similarity ends, as far as similarity is concerned. Then the king, he has a palace with roof and same walls, but everything in a fantastic way. So we cannot compare a dog with a king. Spiritually, yes, we agree. But on the material platform, there are differences in terms of different duties also. Sri Dharma, or the Dharma of a man, you know, every animal has its Dharma, so to say, to live in the role of a cow. I one time was standing in the Ganga and chanting Gayatri mantra, and some coward boy came. It was in Mayapur, and he had a huge herd. Some were buffaloes and some were cows. And so all the buffaloes, as soon as they saw the Gangas, they know what to do. Without exception, they all went into the Ganga. And all the cows, they stood at the Ganga at the shore and drank that water. You know, this is a classical example. They have their different paths. You know, a cow doesn't do what a buffalo does. A cow sweats under the arms. That's why the milk is tasty. A buffalo is smelling through his milk. And therefore, buffalo, if you drink enough buffalo milk, you look like a buffalo after some time. You know, your consciousness is like a buffalo, right? It's not the same like cow's milk. So in any case, ekam evaditiyam, there's only the Lord present in his different energies. And so many verses are there in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, without his mercy, the sun cannot shine. Without his mercy, the moon, etc. And then Krishna says, though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee under my protection reaches the eternal imperishable abode by my grace, by my mercy. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles of conditioned life by my mercy. If forever you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. That's what Krishna says. Then he says, O Bharata, son of Bharata, son of Bharata, surrender to him utterly. By his grace, you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme eternal abode. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I've regained my memory by your mercy. Please repeat, by your mercy. By your mercy. That's how things work. We have to do the best.